Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.
Last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Join our Free Steps team challenge starting January 20th. Visit forvismazars.ie to sign up.
Ian Guider of the Business Post is with us. And Ian, the government today announced record tax receipts in 2024, up 23% on the previous year to a record 108 billion euro. How much of that increase is down to the Apple windfall, or is there more things at play?
Evening, Matt. Well, they say there is no such thing as a magic money tree, but there is one in the Department of Finance on Merrion Street. And yes, Matt, it pretty much is coming down to the fact that corporation tax receipts are now the money tree, the magic money tree on which cash and taxes grow. So of that 108 billion euro, as you said, in total taxes last year, 39.1 billion was from corporation tax receipts. And of that 39 billion, 11 billion was the result of some, not all, of the Apple tax money that was transferred to the government accounts. The remaining 3 billion euro will come early next year. But even if you strip out that one-off windfall Apple gain, corporation tax receipts last year were 28.1 billion, an increase of around 5 billion on 2023. And they have now surpassed that and income tax collectively in 2024 as the biggest source of tax revenue. Income tax was up last year pretty strongly, 35.1 billion in total collected, an increase of 2.2 billion reflecting higher wages and more people in the workplace. VAT was up, it's 21.8 billion in total, 1.1 billion increase on the previous year. But again, as I said, if you look at these numbers purely for last year alone, in absolute terms, it is corporation tax allowing the government to have that level of surplus which it generated. A surplus last year of almost 13 billion euro, 10 times more than what it got in 2023. So the public finances in absolutely rude health.
But for how much longer, Ian? You see, I suppose this is the problem, is that can we be guaranteed that those corporation tax windfalls will continue to come in? And actually, allied to that as well, I think something like 85% of the corporation tax is coming from foreign multinationals, but they're also contributing enormous amounts of PAYE because they seem to have the best paid employees in the country as well. So if they were to leave us, not only would we lose the corporation taxes, but we'd lose the jobs that are paying the big PAYE taxes.
I'd be less worried about the jobs moving. I'd be worried about future investment and further jobs by the multinationals. What I really would be concerned about, Matt, is what are we basing the corporation tax figures on? Are they windfall gains, or are these companies making a huge amount of profits year on year? Or are the windfall gains from the fact that they may house their underlying assets and technology, their intellectual property here, which boosts the base of these companies? And if in 14 days' time, Donald Trump decides to lower the US corporation tax rate, and they are, in the Republican Party, putting a bill together, a super bill on everything, including tax reductions. If that was to come into effect, would these companies decide, well, we'll just ship our money back to the United States, where the new corporation tax rate is likely to be the same as Ireland, and will be in the good graces of the new administration, and therefore the overall tax base on which the corporation tax is paid is lower? As I said, I'm less worried about the direct jobs because these companies will still need workforces in Europe. They'll still have to do manufacturing here. They'll still have to make things. They'll still have to provide services. But I would be more worried about the overall size of that tax base if they shift their underlying assets and intellectual property to the United States. Now, allied to the danger of the amount of taxes we're collecting, Matt, is how quickly we're actually spending it. We spent a grand total of voted current and capital expenditure of 103 billion euro last year, an increase of 9.5%. What happened to the government spending rule of 5% that you wouldn't grow spending year over year by more than 5%? And a good chunk of that money, they'll put it down to, well, we're spending more on housing, which is capital expenditure. We're spending more putting services and facilities into the health service and in education. Yes, they are. They spent about 14.6 billion on capital expenditure, but the vast bulk of that money, Matt, on current expenditure, which is pensions, public sector pay and services, 89 billion, an increase of 9 billion. So a lot of money is coming in, but it's going out the door just as quickly. The two finance ministers, Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue, they say they are aware of the dangers of some of the corporation tax base being eroded in the coming years. But they do say they have built up the money in the rainy day funds and they're taking a conservative approach. But I would look at that expenditure figure and say, yes, it's fine. We've got these once-off gains, but you're spending the money so much more quickly. Okay. We've had more criticism of the government, of the fiscal advisory council in the Business Post yesterday by its chief economist. And people are looking at these numbers and saying, how sustainable really is it over the next couple of years?
There's another story I want to ask you about. You have told us before about the big Chinese pharma plant in Dundalk. And then there was the surprise news today that the Chinese are selling it.
It is, and this has the look of a bow being wrapped on it for its, wrapped around it for its new owner, because WuXi Biologics a few years ago invested $325 million in Dundalk on a vaccine manufacturing plant. They do various other services down there, huge facility, around 200 jobs, more on the way. Well, the US government threatened to cease contracts between US pharmaceutical companies and a number of Chinese companies, including WuXi, and there was concerns that they would try to find a buyer and who would buy it if there's a danger of the US government ceasing to do business with it. Well, today it was announced in a big bells and whistles press release that MSD, the giant pharmaceutical company that already has 8 plants in Ireland, are spending 500 million euro buying that WuXi facility in Dundalk and adding a further 150 jobs. It'll bring their total investment into the state. It's absolutely massive. They announced last year, I think it was about €1 billion was coming into their various 8 facilities around the country, 3,000 jobs. Well, now there is more on the way, and I think this is an outcome that I certainly didn't predict, because I was writing about this in the Post a couple of weeks ago, but it certainly does have the look of good fortune about it for those people in Dundalk.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word
on Today FM.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.